რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
ეთერში ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. პროკურატურამ ბრალი წარუდგინა სააკაშვილს და კიდევ რამდენიმე ყოფილ მაღალჩინოსანს. უკრაინაში ძლიერდება ბრძოლა თვითმფრინავის ჩამოვარდნის ადგილას. გაეროს შეფასებით უკრაინის კონფლიქტს 1100 მეტი ადამიანი ემსხვერპლა. საქართველოს მთავარმა პროკურატურამ საქართველოს ყოფილ პრეზიდენტს მიხეილ სააკაშვილს ოფიციალურად წაუყენა ბრალი მომიტინგეთა მასობრივად დარბევაში ტელეკომპანია იმედში შეჭრასა და ბადრი პატარკასიშვილის კუთვნილი ქონების დანაშაულებრივად ხელში ჩაგდებაში. ასეთივე ბრალდება წაუყენეს სააკაშვილის ხელისუფლების ყოფილ მაღალჩინოსნებს ივანე მერაბიშვილს, ზურაბ ადეიშვილსა და გიგი უგულავას. ბრალის წარდგენასთან დაკავშირებით ოფიციალური განცხადება გააკეთა პროკურორმა კოკა კაციტაძემ.
ხელისუფლების წარმომადგენლების და მისი მეთაურის მიხეილ სააკაშვილის უკანონო მოქმედებების შედეგად დაიღო არკადი პატარკაციშვილის ოჯახის საკუთრების უფლება. ხელყოფილ იქნა მოქალაქეთა შეკრების და მანიფესტაციის უფლება. მრავალმა მოქალაქემ მიიღო სხეულის სხვადასხვა სახის დაზიანება. მოხდა დამოუკიდებელი მედიის საქმიანობაში უკანონო ჩარევა და ხელის შეშლა, რამაც ფიზიკური და იურიდიული პირის, სახელმწიფოს და საზოგადოების კანონიერი ინტერესების ასებითი ხელყოფა გამოიწვია. მიხეილ სააკაშვილის, ივანე მერაბიშვილის, ზურაბ ადეიშვილის, დავით კეზერაშვილის და გიორგი უგულავას მიმართ გამოტანილია ბრალდების შესახებ დადგენილებები სამსახურებრივი უფლებამოსილების გადამეტებისათვის.
როგორც პროკურატურის განცხადებაში ანათქვამი, გამოძიება გრძელდება საქართველოს სისხლის სამართლის კოდექსის 323 მუხლის მესამე ნაწილით, რაც საშელის სახედ და ზომად ითვალისწინებს თავისუფლების აღკვეთას 5-დან 8 წლამდე ვადით. უკრაინის არმიასა და სეპარატისტ ექსტრემისტებს შორის გაძლიერდა შეტაკებები იმ ადგილას, სადაც 17 ივლისს ჩამოვარდა მალაიზიის ავიახაზების კუთვნილი სამგზავრო თვითმფრინავი. უკრაინის მთავრობის ცნობით მისმა ძალებმა დონეცკის რეგიონში დაიკავეს ქალაქი დებალცევო. ვრცელდება ცნობები არმიის რეგიონის სხვა ქალაქებში შესვლის თაობაზეც. მთავრობის ძალები უტევენ ლუგანსკის რეგიონსაც. შეტაკებების ფონზე ჰოლანდიელი და ავსტრალიელი პოლიციელების გუნდი მორიგ ჯერზე ცდილობდა შეღწევას თვითმფრინავის ჩამოვარდნის არეალში. ჰოლანდიის მთავრობამ გაავრცელა განცხადება, რომელშიც ამბობს, რომ ჯგუფი აფეთქებების გამო უკან გაბრუნდა. გაეროს ადამიანის უფლებების სააგენტო აცხადებს, რომ უკრაინაში კონფლიქტს აპრილის შუა რიცხვებიდან სუმცირე 1129 ადამიანი ემსხვერპლა იმ ფონზე, როცა მთავრობის და მეამბოხეთა ძალები ერთმანეთთან ბრძოლაში მძიმე შეიარაღებას იყენებენ. სააგენტოს ცნობით დაიჭრა 3442 ადამიანი, დაახლოებით 100,000 ადამიანი კი იძულებით გადაადგილებულ პირად იქცა. სააგენტომ პრორუსულად განწყობილ სეპარატისტებს ბრალი დასდო აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში ზეწოლის და ტერორის გამეფებაში. ადამიანის უფლებების სფეროში გაეროს უმაღლესი კომისრის ნავი პილაის თქმით, 17 ივლისს მალაიზიის თვითმფრინავის ჩამოგდება შესაძლოა ომის დანაშაულს გაუტოლდეს. რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა სერგეი ლავროვმა განაცხადა, რომ ნავთობკომპანია იუკოსის აქტივების მითვისების საქმეზე თავისი ინტერესების დასაცავად მოსკოვი ყველა სამართლებრივ ზომას მიმართავს.
Судебный процесс не завершён, предусмотрены апелляции.
Сасамართლო პროცესი არ დასრულებულა. ის აპელაციას ითვალისწინებს. რუსეთის მხარე ის უცხებები, რომლებიც ამ პროცესში რუსეთს წარმოადგენენ, გასაკვირველია, ყველა იურიდიულ შესაძლებლობას გამოიყენებენ თავიანთი პოზიციების დასაცავად.
Возможность для отстаивания своей позиции.
დღეს ჰააგის კომერციულმა საარბიტრაჟო სასამართლომ დამნაშავეცნო რუსეთი ნავთობკომპანია იუკოსის აქტივების უკანონო მითვისებასა და საერთაშორისო ენერგეტიკული ქარტიის დარღვევაში. სასამართლომ სახელმწიფო დაავალდებულა იუკოსის ყოფილ აქციონერებს $50 მილიარდი გადაუხადოს. რუსეთს დაეკისრა სასამართლოს ხარჯების ანაზღაურებაც, რაც $65 მილიონს შეადგენს. ჰააგის კომერციული საარბიტრაჟო სასამართლოს გადაწყვეტილებით კომპენსაციები რუსეთმა 2015 წლის 15 იანვრამდე უნდა გადაიხადოს. ისლამური სახელმწიფოს სახელით ცნობილი ჯგუფის ექსტრემისტებმა ერაყის ქალაქ მოსულში გაანადგურეს თითქმის 600-წლიანი მეჩეთი. ეს შეჯერობით ბოლოა იმ რამდენიმე მნიშვნელოვანი რელიგიური ნაგებობიდან, რომლებიც ამ ჯგუფმა ახლახან დაანგრია. მოსულის მცხოვრებთა თქმით, მეჩეთი 27 ივლისს ააფეთქა ამ რადიკალურმა სუნიტურმა დაჯგუფებამ, იმის გამო, რომ ის შიიტურ ტაძარს წარმოადგენდა. ისლამური სახელმწიფოს სახელით ცნობილმა სუნიტურმა დაჯგუფებამ ივნისში ჩაიგდო ხელში ერაყის დასავლეთის და ჩრდილოეთის არაერთი ტერიტორია. ქალაქ მოსულის ჩათვლით. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ამით ვასრულებთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. ახალ ამბებს უფრო ცვლად გაეცნობით ჩვენს ვებსაიტზე radiotavisupleba.ge.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from BOA Music Mix.
Hello and welcome to a Monday, the start of a brand new week. My name's Larry London and I am back in the studio, although I was here all last week via recorded interviews. But here we are live today on this Monday, and we're back to requests and dedications. That's what we do best. We've got a whole bunch of requests to play for you for the next hour, so hang around with us. The phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. If you would like to join the show today, give us a call, 202-619-2077. We'll take your request. Aisha in Ethiopia has patiently been waiting to hear this song. This is Michael Jackson's song, recorded with Justin Timberlake before Michael's death back in 2009, and it's called Love Never Felt So Good.
Dance. Let me see you move. Come on, come on, come on. Dance. Let me see you move.
Well, Border Crossings, Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake, and Love Never Felt So Good for Aisha in Ethiopia, who's listening to our show here on this Monday. I'm Larry London. Now, speaking of Michael Jackson, you know, he's been the subject and the focus of many documentaries over the year. There have been so many documentaries. One of them was called Michael, The Last Photo Shoots, which was directed and produced by a team of Edward Bass, and who's a well-known Golden Globe director, and John Brenka, who's another film director. And apparently they are putting together another documentary that deals with Michael, and it's called Follow the Money. Only this one shows the not-too-pretty side of how the lawyers, so-called Michael Jackson estate, are spending the money, the millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars that Michael Jackson's music and marketing and merchandising has been earning year after year after year, even after his death. And apparently, they're giving very little of that to the Jackson family, to his kids and to Catherine, who manages the estate, the home, and the children. So they're going to make this documentary. So now the estate, the lawyers from the estate, are suing the documentary director and his producer, because they say, this is not true, you're not telling the truth. So, you know, wherever Michael Jackson's name's involved, there's always some kind of legal issue going on. Thank you for listening to our show, Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and away we go. Once again, you can check out our Facebook page if you'd like to join us on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA, and you can always send email to bordercrossings@voa.gov, as well as phoning 202-619-2077. And if you call that number, you'll be able to make a request and dedication on the show. There's a lot of things to cover. I was gone for a week, missed you, missed being with you, was in Florida for a softball tournament. And it was hot, brutally hot in Florida. Very, 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 very hot. But here we are back together again for requests and dedications. And I've got a request from Ethiopia, who is, I guess, represented by Jerusalem Berhe, who writes in to say, I listen to you on an FM radio station in Ethiopia, and I want to hear Miley Cyrus. You may recall, maybe you don't know this story, growing up, I remember 1979, there was a big radio promotion in Chicago at Comiskey Park, where the Chicago White Sox play baseball. And it was done by a radio DJ in Chicago who had all the fans bring disco records. He's a rock and roll disc jockey. And he said, bring your disco records. We're going to burn them between two baseball games. Chicago White Sox are playing some other team. And so they thought this would be fun. And, you know, maybe get 1,000 people to bring their disco records. And ha ha, he he. It'd be a big funny laugh. Well, apparently, lots of people, maybe 10,000, brought disco records. And not only did they bring disco records to burn in between the two games that were being played, they also ran onto the field and tore up the grass, pulled the grass up. You may remember this story, Al. They pulled the grass up. They destroyed the field. They couldn't play the second game because the fans went crazy. This past Saturday, and this is now 35 years after this took place, this past Saturday, a baseball team in Charleston, South Carolina, called the River Dogs, recreated disco demolition by asking fans to bring their Miley Cyrus records to burn at the baseball field. Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber records were welcome to be burned. Apparently, they had a turnout that wasn't as wild and crazy and destructive as the one that took place in Chicago. They didn't damage the field, but they did bring the records Saturday and they burned them. And so I don't know what Miley has to say about that. But here's a Miley Cyrus song that didn't get burned. This one made it. This is called Adore You.
We'll be right back.
Collins in the air and on the air here on Border Crossings. Huzaifa in Nigeria requested that song from our program. Thank you, Huzaifa, for listening to us in Nigeria. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. And, boy, we got a lot of action on our Facebook page while I was gone over the last week or so. A lot of different people came to the page and have signed up to be fans and follow our page. And I want to say hello to Gannett, to Dutt, Daniel, Malaki, Maitiab, Sintayehu, Rebecca, Lord, Stanley, Ayab, Tuyazere, Sue, Ngahenyeo, Kermith. I welcome you all to our page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. A lot of messages, a lot of requests. You have to be patient. It's going to take a while. We weren't playing requests last week. We're just getting back to requests today. So if you made requests in the last week or so, 10 days, please be patient. Your request will be played, but it will take some time. All right. It's Eid. It's a brand new festival. Now that Ramadan is over, Eid has begun. So everybody can start eating and partying and enjoying themselves once again. Here's a request from Sun Young, who is listening in Kuwait. Sun Young wants me to play this from Sarah Bareilles. This is called I Chose and Choose You on Border Crossings.
Let the bow break, let it come down, crash. Let the sun fade out to a dark sky. Can't say I'd even notice it was absent. 'Cause I could live by the light in your eyes. Unfold before you what I've strung together. The very first words of a lifelong. A love letter. Tell the world that we finally got it all right.
Choose you. sings VOA Music Mix.
What's the deal? This is Nathan.
Hello, this is Sean.
What's going on, y'all? This is Wanye,
and we're Boys to Men. And you're listening to our pal, yeah. Our homeboy,
our buddy,
our home
Larry London.
Yes.
LL,
yes, yes.
The real LL.
That's right.
Larry London,
y'all.
Got these one all.
Yeah.
თავისუფლება FM 107.4
რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
ყოველდღე 20 საათსა და 30 წუთზე თავაზობ ნახევარსაათიან აზერბაიჯანულ პროგრამას.
Size her gün Tbilisi vaxtıyla saat 20:30-dan 21-ə qədər Azadlıq radiosunun verilişlərini dinləməyi təklif edirik.
Bizi 107.4 FM-də dinləyin.
Kvisminet Kofelge FM 107.4 Radio
But somewhere down the road, you felt the change in the weather and told me that you had a journey on. A kiss in the wind and your love was gone, gone, gone. Now you say you never meant to play your games, but girl, don't you know it's far too late.
Crossings, and we're doing just fine. That is a song from Boys to Men by request from Saidu Muhammad Ali, who writes in to say, I'm a regular listener, and I listen in Nigeria, and I'd like to say thank you for being regular and for listening to our show as often as you do. Saidu Muhammad Ali on Border Crossings. Boys to Men still together, 23 years after their debut album, Coolie High Harmony, which gave us many hits, and they've had a string of hits after that. And now they're coming out with a brand new album. It's called Collide, and it comes out on September 30th. Boys to Men spoke with CBS recently. They said, this album is going to be different, and the reason it's going to be different is that we are doing this all ourselves now. They no longer have a record contract, so they are now producing and distributing the album all on their own. So they're doing it their own way, without the influences of a major record label. So Boys to Men fans, September 30th, Collide will become available. I'd like to say hello to Jahangir, who is listening to us regularly. He's in India. Namaste. And Farhad, who tunes us in Iran. And Vidaste, who is in Rwanda. Lots of folks are tuning into the program all around the world and letting us know about it on Facebook. You can, too. It's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's where you'll be able to find us and send in your requests or your messages, whatever it is that you'd like to share with us. We'd like to hear from you. Coming up on Monday's program, a week from today, we begin our giveaway. We have two CDs to give away. We have the Now 51 album, and we also have the number one album in America. It's Weird Al Yankovic's new CD, Mandatory Fun. And we will give away both of those albums all throughout the month of August. One a day, every day throughout August. So if you want to win them both, then all you have to do is enter the contest. And you can enter this week by sending in your entry, email or Facebook message. It's bordercrossings@voa.gov. That's the email address. Or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And we'll just kind of pick a random listener of the day starting Monday, a week from today, for both CDs, the Now 51 CD and the Mandatory Fun from Weird Al. Here's a Facebook request from Abdul Samad. He's in Pakistan. So I'm glad you're listening. Shukriya. Thank you for tuning in, Pakistan, to Border Crossings. He says, I listen with my friend Abid Hussein, and we want to hear a song from Beyonce that's called Who Runs the World, Girls. So here is Who Will Run the World, Girls. It's Beyonce. Girls, we run this mother.
then get back to business. See, you better not play me. Oh, come here, baby. Hope you still like me if you pay me.
My persuasion can build a nation. Endless power. Without love, we can devour.
You'll do anything for me.
takes a village. That is the village people, border crossings, and I don't know about you, but I've never seen a construction worker and an Indian chief in any village that I visit. very interesting, and guys that dance as Indian chiefs and construction workers. But what can you say? The village people have given us many hits from the 70s, and that is one of the biggest, called YMCA, and it is a request from Etienne Habumugisha, listening to Border Crossings. I want to say hello to a bunch of Facebook friends. First of all, Clement Tuizere, John Parker, and Maliki are all listening to our show and wrote in over the last few days to say we listen and we love your show. Lord O.G. Custudio is celebrating a birthday. So, Lord O.G. Custudio, I know it's a day or two late. We weren't here last week, but happy birthday to you, my friend. And I hope you're tuned in today and had a great birthday on the 24th. Abdulaziz Kasali wrote in to say, how do I make a request for my son's birthday in August? And you can do it a number of different ways. You can go to Facebook. The same place you asked that question is where you can make a birthday request. You can also write into bordercrossings@voa.gov. And I have a bunch of people on our Facebook wall I need to say hello to because they've been sending messages in while I've been gone. So I want to catch up a little bit. Vedaste is listening to us and made a request for Katy Perry, which we'll get to. Turfa Gundu tunes in and said, welcome back from your break. Young Prince is listening in Juba. Now, he said that I hope you get it fixed, meaning our frequency there, because we were on in South Sudan and they took us off to put another show on VOA in South Sudan. So I hope our friends in South Sudan are able to find us on our live stream and they're listening to us on the Internet. Thank you, Young Prince, for writing in. Joseph Agaba Joe wrote in and said hello and made a long request. Sammy Couture is listening and made a request for his mother, Elizabeth Jabu Couture, who passed away 8 years ago on July 29th. Not sure if we can get to your request on that date, but he said, we're all listening. Jane Jalel Simatwo Morris Biwat Emmy Couture and Kiprop Couture. We're all listening to your show. And I know it's a very sad day tomorrow in your family, but we'll see if we can get the song on for you. Saidu Muhammad Ali listening as always. Julius Jafara Ayuba wrote in and said, hi, I'm in Nigeria. Let's see. Rama Tulai Ba listens to us. Honey Lozada Taliktik is tuned in, and she said, we miss you. Yunusa Suleiman is with us, listening to Border Crossing, said it's nice to have you back, and a happy Salah, happy Eid. Let's see. Also, Ben Kanu wrote in, and looking for some new folks. Tatiana checked in to say hello to us. She said, love you. Awalu England Geographer is listening and said, you play nice music. And Bay Tegen Abike is also listening. El Falal Falalu Babada and Liberty Kusena. Thank you, everybody, for checking in with Border Crossings. Here's a request from Pinta, and she is listening in Nigeria and wants this song dedicated to, she says, your ex-boyfriend. All right, so we'll play it for your ex-boyfriend, Pinta. This is Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing, on Border Crossings.
Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing. So thank you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
Crossings, Jennifer Lopez, a request from Jumana. And Jumana listens to us in Ghana. That is called First Love from her eighth album, AKA. A. And J-Lo celebrated her 45th birthday last week. Happy birthday, J-Lo. She had a huge party. And one of the interesting guests, Maxim Chemerkovsky, who is a professional dancer and became famous on Dancing with the Stars. And she and he have been rumored to be together, to be a couple. And he was at the party. And so happy 45th birthday to Jennifer Lopez. She's got a busy schedule coming up in the next year. She's going to be a judge again on American Idol. She's going to star in a film called The Boy Next Door. Then after that, another film called Lila and Eve. And after that, another film called Home, which is an animated film she'll be starring along with Steve Martin and Rihanna. So there you have it, Jennifer Lopez. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Time for one more request, request from Rowan, and he joins us in Zimbabwe. It's Maroon 5, Makes Me Wonder. Q, it's time to say goodbye, and that is Maroon 5 Makes Me Wonder on Border Crossings for Rwanda and Zimbabwe. Adam Levine is a married man. He got married to Bahati Prinsloo, who is a Victoria's Secret supermodel, and she's just grabbed herself GQ Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. So there you go. Congratulations to them both. I wish them nothing but happiness. And she already said she'd like to have children, so they're getting busy right away. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings, and thanks to Big Al, our engineer today, and Mason, who's been answering the phones and taking the requests. Another summer intern whose help we could do, we could not do without. I was going to say we could do without, but no, we really want your help, Mason. Don't leave. Don't go away mad. Just go away. Anyway, Mason's been in here helping us out. But we'd also like to thank Vince for his hard work in the music library down below. And to Mary Morningstar, who's producing the show and putting the pieces together so nicely. Even when they don't fit, she still pushes them in and makes them fit.
Თბილისის ქუჩებში ადამიანებს იმის გამო რომ აქვთ გრძელი თმა, განსხვავებული შეხედულება არ ბევდნენ.
The Georgian soldiers have performed professionally.
ქართველმა ჯარისკაცებმა გამოავლინეს პროფესიონალიზმი, კომპეტენტურობა და დიდი სიმამაცე.
Great courage.
ერთად ვიყავით ჯირში, წინში. მოთხრობებმა უკვე გაწმინდა კავშირი.
ყველაზე მნიშვნელოვანი მოვლენები ყოველგვირეულ მიმოხილვაში. გვირაობით საღამოსა და ღამის ეთერში. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლებაზე.